we will continue to serve as the voice of small business and entrepreneurship across this state. We will continue to convene experts, address barriers to accessing the aforementioned, and also look to partnering with private sector for solutions.
Thank you for joining us for another in a series of NFIB California podcasts, taking a deeper look into the issues affecting the state's small business owners. I'm Tony Melandra, NFIB California's Senior Media Manager. We're proud to have this podcast supported in part by Five Star Bank, serving customers through specialized banking solutions for entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders in Northern California. It has been NFIB's educational mission for 78 years to remind policymakers that small businesses are not smaller versions of big businesses, and that a one-size-fits-all rule, regulation, or tax can do Main Street enterprises more harm than good. Each podcast invites a special guest to speak on a topic of his or her expertise. Today's guest is California's top official on small business issues, initiatives, and resources. Here to tell you about her is John Kobitek, California State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business and President of Kobitek Strategies, a Sacramento-based public affairs firm. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you, Tony, and welcome everybody, and to our very special guest, Tara Lynn Gray. What a joy it is to be able to introduce our special guest today. Tara Lynn Gray was appointed by Governor Newsom to serve as Director of the California Office of the Small Business Advocate on March 19th, 2021. Prior to her appointment, she was Chief Executive Officer of the Fresno Metro Black Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Foundation, where she engaged, educated, and empowered small businesses in California's Central Valley. Tara has been an advisor for Solano and Alameda County Small Business Development Centers. She served as a nonprofit program manager and director of operations, and she's run her own consulting business, her own small business. Tara has earned a bachelor's degree from St. Mary's College, a master's degree in Christian studies from Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's certified with the Management Development Program for Entrepreneurs at the UCLA Anderson School of Management. Wow, what a background, what an impressive lady, and most importantly, what a great small business friend and advocate we have. It is my pleasure to welcome Tara Lynn Gray. Welcome to our show, welcome to our podcast, and most importantly, welcome to your new role as our small business advocate for California. Tara, welcome.
Thank you, John. It is a pleasure to be here with you today, talking about my favorite subject, which is small business. And I have been very blessed in my career. As you mentioned, I've seen small business from just about every angle, having been a small business, having provided small business support services throughout the ecosystem. It is just my heart's desire and really my dream job to be the top advocate for small businesses in the state of California. I'm over the top with being selected by the governor to be director of the Office of the Small Business Advocate. And, you know, this office is led by the advocate, also the director, me, and operates within the governor's Office of Business and Economic Development per government statute. So what great foresight for our legislatures to really realize how significant the input to the state's economy small businesses are, that by statute they would create a position for someone to advocate for them full time, to, you know, really represent their views and their interests, disseminate information to them, and advise them on state programs and regulations. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I can tell by the level of your giggles and your giddiness how much you love this job and how much fun you're having with it. I mean, how cool is that? So it's so great. And how serious you are in really helping, especially after this past year. That probably comes to my first topic, Tara, if you're good with that. You know, obviously this has proven a year like none other for any of us, right? Small business owners or any of us out there, but many are struggling, to say the least, to keep their doors open, keep their people working, customers walking through the door. You know, it appears we're turning that corner, which is exciting, not only with this looming reopening on June 15th, which the governor has announced, which we're very excited about, but also with a slew of these other incredible things that the governor has recently announced to help Main Street. Tara, maybe you could take a few minutes to tell our listeners a bit about these resources that were recently announced for the recovery program for California small businesses. What's in play for mom and pop owners out there? Tell us a little bit about that.
There really is. I really think that the governor has put forth some very significant priorities. You know, first of all, we have run, my office has run the largest small business relief grant program in the nation. Started out as originally $500 million, and another $2 billion was added to it. So we're at $2.5 billion. And even that, as you said, small businesses have really struggled this last year. You called it out, struggling to keep their doors open, struggling to keep their customers satisfied, struggling to keep employees on the payroll. I mean, there just has been an onslaught of difficulties like we've never seen before, which makes all of the actions of Governor Newsom that much more important to Main Street. You know, we have seen him put forth the largest tax relief bill for small businesses in the nation, $6.2 billion tax cut. Where have you seen that before? You have not.
You haven't.
And if $2.5 billion were not enough, he has come back and asked the legislature to give us another $1.5 billion. And to speak to the point you made earlier, we are already oversubscribed in the program. I mean, we've had requests for relief in the hundreds of thousands. And I think at last count, we were at about $6.2 billion in relief grant requests. So significant for our small businesses. And then he also preparing to receive the support for the state small business credit initiative, $895 million, which is going to work to strengthen state programs that support financing to small businesses. So all told, our governor is igniting the economy and making a way for our smallest and most vulnerable entrepreneurs to grow and thrive in the marketplace.
Well, it sure sounds like it. And I will say, you know, I think just the ability for people to have access to those funds is going to be so important. Any thoughts in terms of the timing of being able to access those funds, Tara? You know, I think people are probably wanting to know, what is there a process? What's the best way to go about it? I mean, there's many more resources than just that, but I know folks are eager to know how they can take advantage of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of things planned, but of course, we're waiting for that budget to be finalized and approved.
Right.
But we are looking for $35 million in our dream fund we've proposed. Those would be monies to our small business support ecosystem to provide $10,000 grants to entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs that finish a entrepreneurship program and get their certificate. They would then be eligible to apply for the $10,000 to start a business. And yet another incredible way to create and spur innovation in our economy and small business startups, which, you know, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. Our small businesses on Main Street, they drive our economy and they create the jobs for massive numbers of people to support themselves and their families. So we are talking about really adding some fuel to the engine that drives this economy.
Exciting. I know that we've got this California Competes tax credit out there, which is exciting for reinvesting or investing in California. I don't know if there's anything else about that you'd like to talk about. I know a lot of people are talking about, we got to keep California businesses here and keep them thriving and also recognize them for doing that. But that's a pretty cool program. Anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, I think the number on that Cal Competes, I think it's doubling that tax credit, increasing it to $360 million and establishing a $250 million Cal Competes grant program to incentivize businesses to relocate to California. I think that folks leaving California is a tad bit overblown. I think that when we look at the benefits of being here, I think they far outweigh the detractors. And there are plenty of regions in California that are still very, very affordable and good places to land manufacturing jobs and technology startups. And I just left one of those areas or another job in that area. And I haven't really left, but anyways, I think about the Central Valley region and I think about the affordability of housing there still. I think about the affordability of starting a business there. So yeah. I think California is getting a bad rap.
Well, and I think that some of these programs are really going to help kind of secure people and recognize, again, employers and workers alike for being able to kind of keep themselves in the Golden State, thriving, growing, and giving opportunities to many more. So, hey, I was going to stop for a minute and ask you a little bit, since you mentioned the Central Valley, tell us a little bit about I know you served as the head of the Black Chamber of Commerce in Fresno, but when you were sitting down both there and with the Small Business Development Centers, what were some of the things, especially this past year, that you were and you had been hearing from small business owners in the Fresno and the Central Valley area? Just kind of what were some of the things on came across your desk?
Well, I loved that work. This job is just about the only thing that could have taken me away from that work. Meaningful to be on the front lines, to have boots on the ground serving entrepreneurs in a very underserved part of the state. And with a mission to create opportunity, for BIPOC businesses, and hearing from them, being involved in local economic development with many different players, the complexities and the difficulties that we talked about a little bit earlier, they are real and they were experienced there. But I had the fortune of being involved in a major project called DRIVE, Developing the Region's Inclusive and Vibrant Economy, which was really the first of its kind, where, over 300 community organizations came together to really drive solutions and to create a 10-year investment plan. That work allowed me to interface with not only all of those organizations and leaders, but to really spend a lot of time with small businesses talking about what that everyday reality is. And that everyday reality is difficult. It's difficult to access resources, difficult to access financial capital, difficult to get the connections, seemingly far from state resources even. And so lots of gaps that really need to be closed. And those are some of the things that my office will continue to work on for our outerlying regions. And, Central Valley is just one of the regions in the state that are facing those kinds of difficulties.
I must also add that, we were just ecstatic. Our members were about the governor's signing of AB 80, which provided for that parity with the PPP loan forgiveness, Tara. Very, very big, big step in helping a lot of folks who were really uncertain. They weren't even talking to their CPAs, and they know they needed to, but they couldn't until they had clarity on that. So that was a big help in terms of providing that conformity to the federal government in terms of forgiveness of those PPP loan dollars, at least the credit. So ability to do that was a big deal. And we grateful for that. When you're in this new role, kind of as you're looking at, certainly a lot of stuff's come down the pike. Certainly the grant money, the California Competes tax credit, the PPP forgiveness, deductibility forgiveness. What other, is there anything else that you think the governor's kind of got on his mind, or you know, the administration has in terms of things that could be done this year? What else could be done, or you think would might be looked at as we peer ahead even into next year to continue to get Main Street humming again?
Well, I think there's a lot that I think is on everyone's mind. And I think about my office and how I can represent the small businesses of the state. I certainly cannot speak for the governor himself, but I do know that we will continue to focus on providing resources, you know, accessible information, training, consulting, tools for small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, connecting them to capital, connecting them to markets, and making sure that they have an opportunity to grow. We will continue to serve as the voice of small business and entrepreneurship across this state. We will continue to convene experts, address barriers to accessing the aforementioned, and also look to partnering with private sector for solutions. And then lastly, and most importantly, we need to look at ways to advance resilience in California. We have so many threats, and COVID-19 has really put those threats to our small businesses, to our economy, to our people at large, front and center. And so one of the things that I want to work on in my office is to continue to expand business resilience and to support disaster economic recovery. And I think that we ignore that at our peril. And so that will be front and center along with my other strategic objectives.
We'll be right back with more from Tara Lynn after this.
Hi, I'm James Beckwith, President and CEO of Five Star Bank. We are excited to help bring you this series of podcasts focused on small business concerns in conjunction with the NFIB. When Five Star Bank was founded in 1999, it was business and community leaders, local entrepreneurs, who wanted to create the sort of personalized banking services they desired themselves. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. A true understanding of the needs of small business owners. I know a meaningful relationship with a banker can be hard to find. At Five Star Bank, we are responsive, understand your business, and are committed to your success. We want to be a part of your growth and a valued partner supporting your vision and your dreams. You'll find direct access to a banker, complete online and mobile business banking you need to succeed. As an SBA preferred lender, let us help you with your startup business or existing business. If you're looking to make a change, please give us the opportunity to demonstrate what our personalized banking services could mean for you. I promise you individual attention from our colleagues who understand your business and are as committed to your success as you are. You can find us online at fivestarbank.com.
We're back with Tara Lynn Gray from the California Office of Small Business Advocate, working hard to support small business in California. Nobody's been to this rodeo, this COVID rodeo before, right? Thankfully, we haven't had that in recent years, and hopefully we pray that we'll never see that again. But looking back on this past 12, 14 months, Tara, you know, what are some of the big lessons we can take away from the pandemic that you think will serve us well in a future crisis, whatever that is? That could be a pandemic, it could be other crises. But, you know, what are some of those lessons learned that we can kind of look ahead and try and follow?
You know, that's an excellent question, John. And one of the things that I think about, having been in the small business support ecosystem for, you know, 25 years, a silver lining to this is the value of small business technical assistance programs. I think that those of us that have been involved in this work for a long time, we know how valuable it is. We know how essential it is to our small businesses to get the kind of support that the ecosystem offers. But I think the rest of the folks in our economy. The rest of the folks realized how valuable technical assistance is. We grew up, you know, we got invited to the table. Finally, we are real adults. We are no longer at the kiddie table, like I heard somebody else say, you know, and all of us are saying, well, golly, that's what we've been talking about. That's what we've been saying. But that's now so everybody else realizes it. And so I hope that that carries forth in future budgets and programs and how banks, how large businesses and contractors see our small businesses and our small business support ecosystem, that, hey, sure, we are real players. We need to be brought to the table when solutions are being discussed and real access for small businesses.
Yep. And that also, you know, kind of brings me to something I'd love to hear you talk about, because you have such expertise in this area, is the Small Business Development Center program. You know, Tara, I feel it's just like NFIB or any group out there, you know, getting your name out there, what people know, what you are, what you aren't, what you do, what you can do. And I think a lot of people out there hear about SBDCs, but not exactly clear what they are all about. And most importantly, and this is your bailiwick, how people can access it and what they can take advantage of. Would you mind talking just a little bit about the SBDCs? That'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. SBDCs are a critical partner for my organization, and they are very, very valuable resources across the state providing small business technical assistance. And they can be utilized for just about anything, whether it is small business marketing that you need to learn, whether or not it's access to capital, whether it's completing federal certification programs, learning how to get a GSA schedule. And I mean, they are a tremendous wealth of resources as a network. And very valuable. And when you're starting or growing a business, they are definitely a go-to spot for that. I also want to give a shout out, though, to some of the community-based organizations that are running small business technical assistance programs, like the one I left. Incredible procurement technical assistance that we provided to our clients and members. Also want to shout out to the Women's Business Centers. You know, there are several of them that are providing those kinds of small business support services. So we are really in California blessed to have so many resources and so much depth and breadth in the ecosystem to support small businesses. It just is, it's unmatched really anyplace else. And that's why we turn out more high-tech companies. That's why we do more in terms of innovation. I think we have more IPOs that, you know, come out of California than any place else. So all of those things keep us on the cutting edge, sometimes bleeding edge in the economy. And if you live here, you need to be taking advantage of that.
So true. So very true. You know, when you're walking into the office each day, or in this new normal, at least as long as it is, walking into the living room or wherever to take the calls or the Zooms, when you're hearing from small business owners right now in your new role, what have been some of the main things that you're hearing them call you about, concerned about, excited about? What kind of chatter are you getting from the Main Street folks out there yourself in your role?
Well, you know, my staff, my team has been almost exclusively focused on the grant program and making sure that we get those grants out, that I haven't had much time to really chat with individual business owners. We get a lot of inquiries through our Zendesk, our help desk, and we try to get back to folks as much as possible. We've had a lot of people, overwhelming gratitude for the relief program to be able to provide the help and assistance. We also provided PPE, and we've had overwhelming gratitude for the access to the PPE that we provided for small businesses. So I think that folks are grateful for the help that we have been able to provide.
That's wonderful. And how can people access that? You know, what's the best, where's the best place to go? Central location? Is it to your website? Where can people go to get everything they need on that front?
Yeah. So if folks go to business.ca.gov, they will come to the GoBiz website and our programs are listed there. If we are successful in getting the additional monies for the California Relief Grant Program, then carelifegrant.com is where people are going to want to go to apply for any additional rounds for that. And we have over 30 technical assistance providers that are providing in-language support, supporting 30 different languages. Let me add, that's the way I really should have said that. And so we are fairly confident that just about anybody speaking a language other than English is going to be able to get the assistance necessary through our network of providers to apply. So we encourage folks to keep their eyes on that website and keep their ears open for an announcement of additional funding.
That's great. And would you mind repeating again that website for those who didn't catch it?
It's carelifegrant.com.
carelifegrant.com. And then for general information, you said it's business. What was the link again?
Business.ca.gov.
That's for the whole slew of different options and opportunities is on that front. Yes. That's wonderful.
And I will note that we are in the process of creating a Cal OSBA website that we expect to launch. I believe our launch date is July 1, and that will be calosba.ca.gov. So we're in the process of building that out and getting that prepared to launch. And then all of those tools will be directly accessible on our new website. But we're just a little ways from launch, so you'll have to have me back so we can talk about the redesign and what we have in store for our small businesses come July.
Oh, you can count on that. In fact, we'd love to step it up when you're ready and when the world is ready. And certainly we're ready anytime for you. But Tara, we would love that. You know, we're so excited. I'm so excited personally about the June 15th reopening, or at least as we see things really start to resume back to normal starting June 15th and small businesses taking that measures to be there. But we're also excited because I'd like to make sure that once that happens and you're comfortable, we'd love to get you around to meet some small business owners around the state. You know, we'll sit 6 feet apart if we still need to or people want to. but I think most importantly, getting you a chance to talk to some of those, and you're doing that so much already, but talk to a lot of our NFIB members out there who are eager to get to know you. And then we can certainly plan to welcome you to do that kind of a thing by Zoom as well. The more we can do this, the better. And you're just fantastic. So we want to do more of it. So,
well, I have to tell you, I'm a hugger. And this year has been hard. When you're a hugger, it is hard not to be around people. So you invite me, I will be there. I cannot wait to see people up close and personal again. I'm vaccinated. I got my vaccine as soon as it was offered to me. And glad I've done that. And I'm ready to be out and about as soon as the governor says we're free.
We are excited about the dose of vaccines, but we're going to promise you a dose of coffee, a dose of some hugs, and most importantly, a dose of small business input from around the state and NFIB feedback. And we're just so excited about your role and you just all the cool things that are ahead and all things that are already happening. So I wanted to ask if you had any closing thoughts. You know, we're so grateful for your time and any final thoughts you have or suggestions or direction for our listeners.
I would say write your legislator and make sure that all the small business stuff gets in the budget. That's a shameless plug.
Hey, but, I'm going to say a hearty amen to that one. Thank you, Tara. Appreciate it. And with that, Tony, we'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, John. And thank you, Director Tara Lynn Gray, for being our guest. You can access the full spectrum of information and how to take advantage of these resources shared by Director Gray and much more by going to the GoBiz website, business.ca.gov. And you can find all of NFIB's podcasts at nfib.com/ca/podcasts. You can also find our podcast on your favorite podcast app by searching NFIB California. And thank you again to Five Star Bank for your generous support. I would also like to thank Multipoint Content Strategy for its production of this podcast. You can learn more about them at multipointstrategies.com. And thank you to our listeners. If you liked what you heard, please share this episode, subscribe, and give us a thumbs up.